Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has vowed to beat the odds and quash online sports gambling. Even if you don't play Daily's Fantasy Sports, you've probably encountered the names of the sites, DraftKings, FanDuel. They advertise incessantly. One might be tempted to admit that's a measure of their prominence and popularity. But despite that popularity, those sites may soon be gone from Texas. Attorney General Ken Paxton says the fantasy sports games that charge players to compete cannot operate legal in the state. Peggy Fikak has been following this development. She's Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News. Peggy, what are these sites?
Well, they're a takeoff on the traditional fantasy sports play. In traditional fantasy sports, people pick teams, assemble players based on their records, and maybe follow them through a whole season. These online sites allow people to pick new players every day or every week, and they promise big payoffs, maybe as much as millions of dollars.
Wow. So I'm going to read a portion of the Attorney General's opinion, and I'd like you to respond to this. Proponents of daily fantasy sports games argue that skill is required to predict which players will have the best performance for their position in any particular game. This may well be true. However, Texas law does not require that skill predominate. Instead, it requires only a partial chance for there to be a bet. So that sounds like the AG is saying anything left up to chance in a game would make it gambling, and in this case, illegal.
Exactly. That is what he's saying. And he further said that in the case of sites like FanDuel and DraftKings, they take a cut of the amount that's bet. And he said the fact that it's an element of chance and that they take a cut means it's gambling that has not been given an exception to Texas anti-gambling laws.
So as opposed to the lottery, which has been given specific exceptions.
Exactly. Through a vote of the people and through a state law.
So Attorney General Paxton was also asked to sound off on private fantasy leagues among friends, powered by sites like Yahoo Sports. They were the precursor to daily fantasy sports. Why did they get a pass and these didn't?
Basically said those are fine because there is not a house that takes a cut. These are people who are basically pooling their money, wagering, I guess, in essence. But there's not an entity that's taking a cut of the money that is wagered.
So the cut is really the crux of the matter here.
It's a very important element.
So, you know, an AG's opinion does not carry the force of law. It's simply his legal opinion. But that said, what does this mean for daily fantasy sports in Texas? Are they going to go the way of, I don't know, sailing ships or?
Well, not without a fight, certainly. DraftKings has said it's going to continue operating. FanDuel hasn't made a similar statement. But at this point, there is not an injunction. It's simply the Attorney General saying, in his legal opinion, this is illegal under Texas law, and his prediction is if brought to court, a court would likely rule that way.
So what politically will tee up from this? Will somebody bring a case against these, a legal case, or?
Somebody could. I mean, it's possible this would require an action by a district attorney because it would be a criminal case under gambling law. In that case, the Attorney General would be able to assist, and his opinion, while it doesn't stop anything right now, it doesn't stop fantasy sports right now, it would be given very careful consideration and weighed very carefully by the court.
So talking a little more about the politics of this, the opinion comes at a particularly tough time for gambling in Texas. New forms of lottery expansion and horse racing are being fought by conservative Republicans on moral grounds. To what extent do you think that this is factoring in Paxton's decision?
Well, he's, of course, says he's basing his decision solely on the law. And, you know, while conservative groups may, as they always are, be anti-gambling, there are an estimated 2 million players of fantasy sports in Texas. So if you were going to make the politically popular decision more broadly, you might rule that fantasy sports are okay.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 million players equals potentially 2 million voters, and there you have quite a sort of tug of war going on.
Potentially. The fantasy sports industry asked people to email the Attorney General while he was considering this, and they got more than 10,000 emails from people, most of them saying, you know, leave our sports alone.
Peggy Fikak of the San Antonio Express News and Houston Chronicle, thank you so much.
Thank you.